Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Alkotot, bringing you today's news from Hungary. Let's get started. Today is Good Friday. On this day, the Christian world remembers Christ's Calvary and crucifixion. Hungarians are not only preparing for Easter spiritually, but also by planning the celebration and shopping. This year's shoppers' favorites, as always, were ham, eggs, and chocolate rabbits.
The Christian world remembers Christ's Calvary and crucifixion on Good Friday. Fathers and priests read out his story of suffering, the Passion, at the Holy Mass. The Passion, the key to God's love, is dramatically retold in churches throughout Hungary. The Catholic Church asks its followers to keep to a strict fast on Good Friday. Cardinal Péter Erdő remembered Jesus' agonies in the Basilica of Esztergom. Our sins caused Jesus Christ suffering, but he is the only one who has endless majesty, who, with only a drop of blood and all his suffering, is solely enough to redeem the world, said Cardinal Péter Erdő. Friday is a day to regret our sins. On this day and on Holy Saturday, members of the congregation wear the color of mourning. Most Reformed and Lutheran congregations take the communion on these days. Good Friday is the most moving holiday. In this church, all around the country, outside of our borders, and all around the world, millions of people think of the cross of Golgotha, said Father Zoltán Török. Hungarians also prepare for Easter, not only spiritually, but also by planning the celebration and shopping. Customers stood in long queues at meat stands in the Grand Market Hall in Veszprém. Many left the most important tradition, the ham, for the last minute. Most shops still had big selections of meat on Friday. Others were already sold out. This year's big favorite was tied ham for an average of 2,000 forints or 6-7 euros. It's 2,000 forints by the kilo. Sales are going well. Customers like it. Mangalica is 2,500, but it's already all gone, said Tiborny Böjte. Eggs are also scarce. Some show owners are all out. Customers bought three times more eggs today than usual. In Budapest, long queues awaited shoppers in grocery stores as well. Many came for ham, but more for the sweets. Chocolate eggs and bunnies were a hit, as always. We always prepare some and buy some for the family and for gentlemen coming to water girls, so that they can eat. I try to choose the ones that aren't made of milk paste, but tasty chocolate, said this shopper. Shops have noticed that more and more people choose good quality Hungarian products. Quality products are constantly gaining ground. We can see with smoked goods that our traditional ripened hams sell better than the quickly ripened ones, and we also saw the same thing with chocolate figures, said director of communications at CBA, a Hungarian store chain. Tourism also profits from the holidays. At the thermal resort in Egerszalók, room service is hard at work. The no vacancy sign may appear any day. The last room was reserved weeks ago. We are completely booked on all 3 days. We sold 3 day packages. Guests from abroad make up about 15-19% of vacationers. Naturally, we make weekly and monthly checks on our statistics. Most of our guests are Hungarian, individual and recreational, said Zoltán Kis. Police officers awarded chocolate bunnies to drivers who had everything in line. Drivers on the road this weekend should expect frequent routine checks. More than 5,000 officers will be on call.
The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has improved the Hungarian GDP forecast for this year and puts the increase at 2.7% and acknowledges the results. In the newly released report, the IMF identified a strongly Hungarian economic development with decreasing state debt. Monetary Fund also says turning retail forex loans into Hungarian forint-based ones had a positive effect, but they recommend further measures, amongst others, for example, to have a more stable economic policy and to reduce sectoral taxes. The government envisages the economy to grow by 2.5% this year. The government is paying special attention to the encouragement of automobile industry investments in the hopes of Hungary becoming Europe's center of production, said the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade after concluding a strategic agreement with the French automobile part manufacturer Le Bellier. The government supports the company's investment by 500 million forints, about 1.5 million euros. Le Bellier's expansion will be creating 100 new jobs in Oiko.
Our strategic partners employ altogether 180,000 people in Hungary, and since we signed the strategic agreements, they've created 14,000 new jobs in the country. We've had unmistakably positive experiences with the agreements, and so we are continuing the program.
Saving hostages, taking care of the wounded, and other similar procedures were introduced by professionals of the Counterterrorism Center in Budapest on Friday. Special unit agents arrived from more than seven countries to participate and learn from the training.
Agents of the Counterterrorism Center presented hostage-saving procedures through a simulation. The Semmelweis University, the National University of Public Service, and the Counterterrorism Center trained professionals for situations such as these. Tending to casualties is always critical in the first few minutes during terror attacks and catastrophes, up until the moment paramedics arrive. A lot depends on those first few minutes, said the professor. Special unit agents arrived from seven countries to Budapest for the training. It's no secret. Our goal is to develop a unified system in Europe that special forces in all 28 member states can use, that qualifies medical workers in different levels, said the director general. Along with theoretical courses, participants also had the chance to practice in simulated situations.
We have equal program in Austria, but we did learn a lot more. We hear something new, something is different, a little different, but we hear something new, and this was very interesting.
The Counterterrorism Center uses the special emergency care procedures in everyday routine.
Nobel Prize winner author Imre Kertész has been awarded with the Order of Arts and Letters of the Republic of France, Commander Grade, in Budapest. Roland Galarag, the French ambassador, awarded the Hungarian-born author with the prize at his residence on Thursday evening. According to the French embassy, France would like to acknowledge Kertész's significant contribution to culture and literature and the universal dimensions of the Hungarian writer's life oeuvre. Winter is not over yet in Szeklerland. Due to recent snowfalls and blizzards, many of the roads are impassable in the heart of Romania. More snow is expected in the upcoming days.
In Szeklerland, winter usually ends later. Today there were some difficulties on the road between Gyergyószent Miklós and Parajd and between Székelyudvarhely and Csíkszereda due to snowfalls and blizzards. This driver said that the road was very bad from Parajd on and that he could hardly move on with his car. The road was slippery and he barely could see anything. Snowplows started to clean the roads very early in the morning, but snow was falling continuously, blocking minor roads. This driver was waiting for the snowplow to come and clean the road in front of him. Although he didn't carry any goods, he wasn't able to move on the icy road. Others enjoyed the extreme weather conditions. This car came from Hungary, but its passengers were not surprised at all. Actually, they were prepared. Winter tires and snow chains were still in the car. Sometimes we were slipping, but actually we enjoyed it. But it's very bad, though, said this woman. Despite Hargita County's roads are being cleaned all the time, conditions are still extremely poor. More snowfalls are expected in the coming days, according to the weather forecast. The police advises against traveling without winter tires, and snow chains are also recommended.
And that was all from today from our team here at M1. Tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night, as every night around 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching.